This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, joined in the studio today by the Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, Dr. Kevin Carman. Thanks for coming to the studio today, Kevin. Nice to have you always with us.
Great to be here, David, and another beautiful day at UNR.
As it always is. And Kevin, you've brought a guest to join in the conversation today, so please go ahead and introduce her to our listeners.
Yes, it's a pleasure to welcome Dr. Patsy Rushala. She's director of the Orvis School of Nursing here at UNR.
Welcome to KUNR.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking about a number of topics regarding nursing today. Let's talk about, first of all, Kevin, what's brought you to the place to bring Patsy with you to the conversation?
Well, in a couple of years that I've been here, I've really enjoyed getting to know Patsy and learning about the School of Nursing, the Orvis School of Nursing. There's just a tremendous number of exciting things that are going on. There are programs that are being developed, amazing people being recruited to the program. And I thought the public should hear about some of those exciting things that are going on in the Orvis School of Nursing, and Patsy's the person to tell us about it.
And so there's some trends. There's also some initiatives, a special initiative we're going to talk today about from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, initiative on the future of nursing. Patsy, let me just ask you for a little bit about your background and what brought us to this conversation today.
Well, what brought us to this conversation today, I think, was what brought me to UNR. And I came to UNR from the Midwest by way of Atlanta, Georgia. I was in the Midwest at St. Louis University for 10 years and went to Georgia State University, was associate director of their program over the PhD and master's programs there for 3 years, and decided I would look for a director or deanship in nursing. Came out, interviewed at the University of Nevada, Reno, looked at the mountains and thought, I'm a Flatlander. I don't know what I'm doing here. But, you know, the Orvis School of Nursing had such great potential. We had challenges, but it was a program that needed some building. And I think over the past 10 years, we have done an exceptional job with recruiting great faculty and students to really bring us where we are today.
Kevin, you've been here now a couple of years, mm-hmm. coming up on a couple of years. As you've seen some of the things happening, what are your perspectives before we really get into the meat of some of these nursing trends?
Well, as Patsy alluded, there is just so much happening in the field of nursing now, and particularly as it relates to education, with the increasing demand for nurses with a bachelor's degree, with increasing demand for nurses with graduate degrees. And Patsy and her team in the Orvis School of Nursing are really out in front of these issues and offering some very innovative programs to address those needs. And maybe we could start, Patsy, by talking about the RN to BSN program that I know is an issue throughout the nation and is part of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation report recommending improvement in nursing. Go ahead.
Sure. Our RN to BSN program provides the opportunity for nurses who have already completed a baccalaureate program, an associate degree program, who are licensed to practice as registered nurses, but want to further their education to the baccalaureate level.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik visiting today with two guests from the University of Nevada, Reno, Provost Kevin Carman, along with Patsy Rushala, Director of the Orvis School of Nursing. We're talking today about trends in nursing education, and talk a little bit more about that.
There was an initiative through the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation on the future of nursing, leading change. And this came out in 2010. And for nurses to, at basically all levels, to increase their educational level is really important. And one of the major recommendations is to have an 80% workforce by 2020 that are at least baccalaureate prepared. The things we do at the Orvis School of Nursing really can't be done in isolation. We work with our partners in other disciplines, as well as our clinical partners. Renown Health is our biggest clinical agency in Reno. We've had an exceptional partnership with them for many years. And all of our healthcare agencies are taking this 80% baccalaureate prepared workforce by 2020 very seriously. A couple of years ago, I know that Renown had a little over 50% of their nurses who had at least a baccalaureate degree. And Renown in particular is taking this very seriously, and we are partnering with them to provide education It is a totally online program. It was the first online program in the state and the first online program in anything here at UNR. So over the past 2 years, we have actually developed the capacity to double enrollment in that RN to BSN program.
It's very exciting. And I note also a recommendation from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation report is not only the RN to BSN program, but doubling the number of doctorate the nurses who receive the doctorate. And I know you have the Doctorate of Nursing Practice program. Would you comment on the importance of that?
We do. The DNP, or the Doctor of Nursing Practice degree, really is a fairly new degree. Most of the time you consider a PhD in nursing when you're thinking about doctorally prepared nurses. Actually, it's been about 10 years ago now that the American Association of Colleges of Nursing approved that for advanced practice nurses and nurse executives, they would be prepared at a Doctor of Nursing Practice program by 2015. Across the nation, we're moving toward that. We did not have a DNP program in the state of Nevada. We developed this program when the state was in a recession, and we knew we weren't going to get state funding to do it. However, we knew we needed this program. So the University of Nevada, Reno, and the University of Nevada, Las Vegas programs got together and said, let's go to the Board of Regents and request that we do this program together and have it be a self-supporting program. So that's what we have done. And let's see, we have had, I think, 3 years, maybe 4 years of graduates from that program now. And from UNR, we have graduated probably 20, 25 students from that program already. And so it is an important program when you're talking about direct clinical practice, because this is the future of where our advanced practice nurses, our nurse practitioners, will be educated.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik visiting today with two guests from the University of Nevada, Reno, Provost Kevin Carman, along with Patsy Rushala, Director of the Orvis School of Nursing. We're talking today about trends in nursing education, including a finding or initiative from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation on the future of nursing. Kevin, let me turn it back to you.
But an intriguing component of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation report to me is the overarching directive, if you will, to have nurses participating in healthcare and healthcare decisions at a higher level, and to really be engaged in a way that perhaps is different than nurses have traditionally been engaged in the past. So, could you comment on that, Patsy?
Well, I think that nurses are a very important part of the healthcare team. I think I want to emphasize the word team there. And another key element of that report is that we work together in healthcare and that nurses be a major part of that healthcare team in collaboration with physician and other healthcare disciplines. A lot of discussion has been held on how the Affordable Care Act will impact healthcare. Nurses need to be able to work to the extent that their education will allow them to work. Again, it doesn't mean they work in isolation, but we have been very fortunate in Nevada. We have worked very hard over the past several years so that advanced practice nurses with practice experience behind them can work independently as advanced practice nurses. It doesn't negate the fact that they can work collaboratively with physicians either. But I think the whole point of nurses being an integral part of that healthcare team and being as well educated as they can, because our healthcare system is becoming more complicated every day. The care that we give to our patients is becoming more complicated, more highly technological, and we need an exceptionally well-educated nursing workforce to meet the needs that we're seeing in the healthcare environment. It's nurses who are in those acute care settings 24/7 with those patients that need to be able to take that data, assess that data, and work with the physicians so that those patients can have the type of care that they need.
One component of that complexity that you're speaking of, Patsy, that I've recently become aware of is the need for nurses with expertise in mental health areas. And I know that you've hired an outstanding faculty member recently in that arena. Maybe you could briefly tell us about her and what the school is doing in the area of mental health.
Sure. Mental health, anyone that has read the newspapers or listened to any radio programs over the past year knows that our state, individually as well as across the country, we are really in a crisis for healthcare providers that have specific education in mental health. It is just so important and so critical that we treat patients, the whole patient, and that mental health is just an important part of that. I mentioned the issue of advanced practice nurses. And advanced practice nurses include all types of nurse practitioners. We at UNR have a family nurse practitioner program. We just started an adult gerontology acute care nurse practitioner program, and we just received approval to begin a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner program next fall. And we've worked with the state of Nevada on their task forces to determine really what does the state need in relation to healthcare providers to provide mental health care. This is the only psych mental health nurse practitioner program in the state, and it is being led by Dr. Sandra Talley, who we recruited to be our Arthur Emerton Orvis Endowed Professor about a year ago. Dr. Talley is one of our own Orvis School of Nursing alumni. She went from us to accomplish wonderful things in her career, became a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner herself, and 3 or 4 years ago, retired as faculty from Yale University School of Nursing. I was able to convince her to take the position of our endowed professorship, and she has done wonderful things. She has led the School of Nursing in development of this program, has been very active in the state discussions on our needs for mental health.
Kevin, this Robert Wood Johnson initiative speaks to, again, you mentioned nursing leadership, continuing education, partnerships, and part of that is at the education level. How's the university and the Orvis School really working together to create opportunities?
As Patsy mentioned, the program has expanded substantially over the last several years, done so in a very entrepreneurial way, in a way that didn't involve significant infusions of additional state funds. And we continue to look for opportunities to strategically expand the nursing opportunities for our students and provide health care for the region and the state. I would point to the partnerships that are developing with Renown Hospital, that their School of Medicine, that will provide all sorts of opportunities for medical students, nursing students, and I just see nothing but great things ahead. There are challenges. There are always challenges, and I think that's something, as Patsy mentioned, when she arrived at UNR, there was work to be done, and that's what attracted her to the position. And so those opportunities to make a difference are what attract great people like Dr. Rochella, and so we hope to keep her here for quite some time to come.
Thank you.
And Dr. Rochella, let me just give you a final point here. Any particular things that would help the community listening right now, the listeners, really understand if you're a nurse on the front line today, how these initiatives, how these things help you in your career, but also help be a caregiver at the level that you really need to be these days?
The most important part of nursing education is that we care for the public, and it is so important that nurses be educated and well-educated with a rigorous educational program and are able to go out and synthesize and analyze all of the data that's put before them so they can provide the best care that is possible to develop the best educated, the safest nurses that we can to take care of our public.
Thank you for the work you do, helping on the front lines of healthcare and opening these opportunities for our valued nursing graduates and career nurses.
Thank you, David. It's one of the highlights of my day to talk about our nursing program.
We've been speaking today. This is Dr. Patsy Ruschalla, director of the Orvis School of Nursing, talking about trends in nursing and some other initiatives happening with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Kevin Carman, provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, thanks for bringing Patsy to us and having a conversation today.
Thank you, David, for the opportunity to share what I think is one of the true gems of our university.
And again, Patsy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.